Divine Love 3. All the Yidden in the Midbar were devoted to Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs. Yes, all the Yidden followed the letter of the law. They all did everything exactly as they were supposed to. No deviations, no exceptions, no alterations. All the mitzvahs were done exactly how Hashem decreed them on Har Sinai. There were no questions which yes and which no. All the mitzvahs were of equal importance to the people. Everything was new and fresh in their mind. They couldn't make a mistake. Their teacher was beside them, guiding them every step of the way. There was no room for deviations with Moshe around. You did as you were told. It was clear, absolutely clear, no errors. Only clarity, brightness, and light. At the time of Har Sinai, Hashem gave the Torah and made it very clear who was their Hashem, yes, who was their God, who was their light to follow. There were no doubts, no questions, only doing what was expected of them. Why, you may ask, did Bnei Yisrael listen without doubts, without questions? Why didn't they argue a little here and a little there? They knew that the Torah was given with love, and when love is involved in giving, there is no doubt as to the intention of the giver, that the motives are just for the benefit of the receiver. There can be no ulterior motives. Only good can come from love bestowed on a friend. Only good can be transmitted from one friend to another when love is involved. Giving from love is beautiful. It's wholesome. It's reassuring. It reassures the receiver that the giver is there for him and no one else. He is reassured he is not alone and is cared for. Giving from love is the midah of Hashem that we try to emulate the most. It is the hardest to achieve, but the most gratifying. Giving enables a person to receive the love that Hashem has in store for us. By giving to others, Hashem's love can come upon us without interference and without interruptions. It flows freely, like a river without stones, like a river without rocks. Only smooth flowing waters, rushing in one direction to spill over onto the receiving pond, to fill and become a lake of vastness and magnitude beyond the view of the naked eye. Divine Love 4. All the Yidden in the Midbar were subservient to Hashem for everything. As we said before, there was no problem with who is boss. All the Yidden, without exception, knew that Hashem is one, the creator of all, and that he is ruler of all. They knew that whatever Hashem did was for their good. When Hashem said Bnei Yisrael should prepare themselves for receiving the Torah, they were excited in their anticipation. They were thrilled that Hashem is bestowing on them a present with love. They knew if Hashem is giving them something of His Mishamayim, it will be special and beyond human comprehension. They knew no human could create a divine Torah. They knew no human could create a divine Torah. No human could create a gift that was as perfect as the one Hashem created Himself. All the Yidden trusted Hashem and waited for His presence to appear. They were frightened and trusted that nothing would happen to them to hurt them. Hashem wouldn't trick them. Hashem wouldn't trip them. They are his loved ones, his precious children. How could he hurt them? Divine Love 5. All the Yidden in the Midbar relied on Hashem for all their sustenance. As we said before, they were totally dependent on their Father in Heaven. Yes, they all knew beyond a doubt that Hashem loved them and would never do anything to hurt them. Yes, when Moshe was told to fight the nations of the world for the benefit of Bnei Israel, he didn't question. He just did what Hashem asked him to do. War came about as a Kiddush Hashem. To be Mekalesh Shem Shemayim is the highest madrega a person could reach as a human being, living and breathing in this world. It is the closest one can get to the Kisi HaKavod from Olam Hazeh. Kiddush Hashem is the mitzvah that comes from extreme love and utter devotion to Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Kiddush Hashem, you may ask? I'll explain. Kiddush Hashem is when you would give up everything of this world in order to sanctify Hashem's name, even if it is embarrassing, even if it is out of character, even if you are the only person doing it and everyone laughs at you. Yes, Kiddush Hashem is a devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one can uproot. It comes from love and giving that humans usually are incapable of. It comes from a selflessness and servitude. A true Eved Hashem is one who knows who his master is and serves no other. All his being is in service to the master, every limb and every organ, all for Hashem. A servant like this has no chains on his body, no chain on his soul. It's all for Hashem. When one is serving Hashem like this, there are no ulterior motives, no ego involved, no caring about impressing your fellow man. Yes, just doing what is expected, without questions and without self-consciousness. It's a total giving up of one's physical needs and luxuries. Whatever one takes part of in this world, it's so that he could better serve his master in heaven. It's not easy to be an Eved Hashem. To remain on this Madrega, one must be stubborn and steadfast in Emunah and Betochen, davening with all his heart that Hashem should help him maintain this level of servitude without faltering, without falling off the top rung of the ladder to Shemayim. With conviction, it's possible to reach these heights, but the ego must disappear. There is no place for ego in a Jew coming closer to his Maker. Ego is selfishness. Ego is self-centeredness. Ego is anger. It distorts true servitude. It destroys true loyalty. Ego is a curse that clings to the person like a leech and won't let go unless the person wrenches it off and throws it away for good. How, may you ask, does one do this? By davening with a broken heart to Hashem that the ego should disappear. By practicing suppressing one's anger in every situation that would normally erupt into anger. By controlling one's tivers in everything such as food, dress, relations, and household needs. By needing less. Only what is absolutely necessary to continue functioning in this world, and to always know that what is given to you is given by Hashem for that purpose only, to better serve Him.